Right, hello everyone, thanks for coming. This is a preview for the Liverpool game on Saturday. We will have an embargo section, which will be for 10:30 on Friday evening. Anton, if you want to start us off for Sky Sports.
Hi, it's nice to see you.
Hi there.
I suppose that you're always a very positive person, especially when it comes to your team. But how much has last weekend's result and the comeback sort of just given everyone a boost in and around the club as well as the players?
I think I hope the lads believe that they can. They can score goals. It can be a good team when they put their minds to it. It's some of the things we showed in that game are more of the things we have to show towards the end of the season. And I think it's something we spoke about a lot. But at the moment, it's really a result issue for us. in many games, we've shown the same signs as against Fulham in terms of, you know, finishing either strongly or being in the game until the end. But for us, it's really a case of, you know, turning these moments into result, and that's maybe a positive step for this one.
So how much of it saying that is belief then, the belief that can happen?
Yeah, belief is always there. Belief, you know, when we start the championship season, like start of last season, and all of our players are gone and you have to gear up for a new season, you know, the starting ingredient of everything is always belief. So that was there at the time, that's there right now, and that's still gonna be there always. And and on the side of belief, you need to have a good doses of hard work, and so these ingredients are there. Is nothing about the basics.
Need more than belief when you go to Anfield. So what is giving you that optimism that you can get something from this game?
No, because it's football. Because things happen in the game, and the starting point of a game like this is always you go to Anfield, you've got to do everything right, and you've got to have a few things going your way as well. So, but the biggest thing we can control is what we have to do on the day, and that's how we prepare for that game.
Yeah, that brings me on to something that we never really like to ask about, but obviously we've seen the Premier League come out with a report into VAR over the last 24 hours. 20 errors so far this season. I know you've spoken quite passionately about the subject before, but do you feel as though the system's currently working as it should?
No, if you've only made 20 mistakes in the whole season, then it's fine, you know? it's something I don't want to get dragged into, because I think I'm in a position now where it's important that we don't seem to be deflecting. I have to be looking at what I can do. I have to be looking at what my players can do and everything around it. I think if you go back through each and every game, the post-match analysis that we've done, you will see what kind of the trend is in what I've said this season. But to bring it back now, you know, it's not relevant for me.
You said after the Luton game there were no consequences if things aren't right with the VAR decision. So I'm just wondering, what changes, if there are any changes you'd like to see made that would actually make just the system work better?
I don't know. You're asking valid questions, so there's nothing wrong with the questions, but you're asking it to the wrong person at the moment in terms of I haven't spent a single second of my day thinking about how they should adapt policy towards the VAR. I just don't have the time for that. I just hope that they get it right, and I just hope that towards the end of the season it all balances out. And in the end, I mainly don't want to be. There's moments where you can reflect on these things, but I feel when we are where we are, one thing we can't do is deflect or give the impression to deflect, and we have to be responsible for our own destiny and all these things. Hopefully it balances out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Vincent, nice to see you again. You're a renowned winner, of course. You're used to that situation. You're well through the season now. How difficult has it been for you to embrace a challenge where you're not winning?
I get to learn about myself as well, and I like what I see of myself in a difficult situation. You know, you'll start. I think every single job or every single new chapter, you start with an idea of how you want to be when you're at your best and how you want to be when you're at your lowest. And but to follow the course, when all the emotions kick in and all the forces of the outside world, is really difficult, really, really difficult. And from my side, I know I prefer to win. But in a situation like this, I think, you know, I've not lost a single bit of motivation. I've not lost clarity about the situation. I've not lost the sense of responsibility, but as well belief. So that's why I don't want to deflect. I'm not gonna start saying about the things we should have done. We should have had more, or you know, it's there against us. These are against us. It's us, and so that side of it, you know, it's not affected me in my happiness of doing the job. But it just focuses you even more, and that's what I'm saying. My days are consumed with how we can get it right, how we can, you know, give that little extra push that tilts us over the top of performances and where we get results.
You'll certainly need your focus this weekend. What are your experiences at Anfield, and how can you use them and help maybe your team to embrace the challenge?
I've learned as well this year that I'll put it this way. So last year, for example, in the championship, when we were the bigger team, most away games were really, there was an edge to it, you know. And it was similar when I was a player for Man City, and we used to go to Anfield and all these other places. But I have to be honest, when you're not the biggest, when you're not the favourites and you're travelling away, quite often, you know, it's the other team who has to create the tempo, it's the other team who has to create the momentum. So that's a little bit of a difference that you have between when you're traveling to these places as a top team and when you're traveling to these places as, you know, the team that they have to be, if that makes sense. So I guess in a nutshell, what I want to say is that I've learned that not all my experiences as a player are necessarily valid traveling with Burnley as a manager. It's not always the same.
And coach to coach, what about the prospect of taking on Jurgen Klopp on his own patch?
It's been one of the privileges of this league, facing all these great managers and, you know, seeing as well the quality of the work and the quality of their players as well, but at the same time being able to measure yourself against that. So it'd be something I'm looking forward to again, for sure.
Is it somebody you're familiar with personally? Is he somebody that you've had plenty to do with in the past?
No, just from playing against his teams for the past, a good chunk of that 20 years he's been a manager for, you know, so... It started in Germany already for me because I was in Germany at that time for playing for Hamburg, and who he is as a person has always lived in every team he's coached, and that's something that I've seen for 20 years.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ivan. Hi, Vinny. Just on Liverpool, what have you made of their season this year? Obviously, a lot of people talk about the Liverpool 2.0 and the way they've changed their playing personnel, but they're coming into this game off the back of a pretty, you might want to say, damaging defeat at Arsenal for them.
Yeah, but in terms of, if I compare the Liverpool teams I played against and the Liverpool team I'm seeing now, for me that they're there and thereabouts again. You know, it's clear, and it has nothing to do just with results. It has to do with how the team moves. You know, the confidence they have when they are pressing, when they're on the front foot, the players, and players who are still getting somewhat integrated as well, some of them, you know, how quickly they've assimilated the ideas of the better Liverpool sides we've seen in recent times, and it's normal. It's part of how you turn a squad around. Is, I guess, you're evolved, they've evolved as well a little bit, especially in how they treat possession. But the key ingredients are back, from what I can tell, you know.
Just with your team, Vinny, now the January transfer window is out the way, do you know your best starting 11?
When you have three new players in, that's always, you know, that's always something that has to play out, you know. But we're at a stage of the season where we're you know, we've got a lot of clarity, of course.
Set pieces, obviously, the slight issue this season with the fact you've conceded 10 direct from set pieces. What have you done to kind of change that, if you like?
I think it's also a skill. I think we put a lot of time into it. It's not for a lack of ideas or a lack of time on the training ground. But it's also a skill, you know. We've had many, many chances from set plays, actually, as well. You know, we're one of the most positive teams in terms of chance creation for set plays. But putting it in the back of the net is a skill. And you know, it's no different than other aspects of our game. The key thing is to keep working towards making that progress. It's the only way we can improve it.
How much can your system change during a match?
It depends. I mean, you know, at your most creative best, it can change a lot. It depends a little bit on how much of the game you actually. There's what I think, because I want to answer the question properly. You really have to have a good understanding of the level of opposition that face each other. So when you're at equal level, at times that little tactical change will make the whole difference. Or when you're a dominant side, the change, a change in position, a change in a detail that's happening on the pitch will make a big, big difference. It will open up spaces. When you're facing teams that are at times stronger than you, and have got that little bit more on you, it's a fine balance. You know, that little bit of a change might not be more important than just the principles being solid and the team actually behaving in a collective way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
it's a big. I mean, you guys have seen it last year. You know, I could have named you three or four shapes in one half at times, and that's not a problem. It gives you that little bit of an advantage. That's why probably the top teams of this world, when they play each other, that makes the whole difference. For us, you know, when you're facing players like Haaland and you're facing that quality of players, it's more about your collective and how together you keep yourself in the game.
Just finally for me, Vinny, how optimistic do you feel about surviving? The margin for error is narrowing by the game, isn't it?
Yeah. So you've given the answer in your question. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I told you, it's for me, it's a discipline to not only show belief, to really believe, and to consistently try and still stay on that path that allows you to, I don't know, maybe have a run, have a turn of fortune, because it's been at time nothing more than that. And the reality is easy to picture, but you know, I've been long enough in the game to be a part of exceptional achievements, and at times that's how you have to look at it. You know, the opportunity to have an exceptional achievements, but the magnitude of the challenge, of course, it's clear for everyone to see. So there's no reason for me to go and highlight that even more.
Thanks, Vinny. All the best for the weekend.
Thank you.
Hi, Vinny. Manuel Benson's still here, didn't leave last month. What does he need to do now to get back in your plans, and what has been your message for him?
No, like everyone else, I think my message, not just to him, but to the entire team, is that I'm only focused on the team now. You know, I think with everyone, I've tried to have the individual approach, because I think it's the right thing to do in terms of making sure that, you know, everyone has a chance to have clarity about their future. So that's done. We've done that during the transfer window. transfer window is done, and now we only focus on the team. So I think we're at a stage of the season as well where we literally want only one thing, is just winning football matches, and whichever name gets us there, I'll be just as happy, you know.
Yeah, the three players that have been injured by Ducklow and Taylor, how are they doing? Any of those likely back this weekend?
Yeah, hopefully. I'm quite positive on Ducklow and Taylor. We'll see if the final training session goes to plan, but yeah, hopefully it's positive news, but we'll see.
Can I just ask about Luka Kolejosho? You did say he might get back at the back end of the season. Is that still on schedule? Is he doing okay?
Yes, but with a long-term injury, well, I think he still has a crucial phase to go through, which is, you know, return to pitch. So he's not there yet, so we'll see.
Thanks, Matt. Ian, PA Media.
Can I ask, David Fofana, prior to the debut at City, hadn't had any football for about a month. Is he ready to start games? Could we see him start on the weekend?
It's a good question. I mean, he had some solid game time in top five league in Europe, so but to be honest, we'll see. Those discussions, I kind of don't want to start them too early in the week. I want them to get through the week and do what they have to do, and then tomorrow afternoon it's something I will think about further.
You've spoken about facing Liverpool in the past. Obviously Manchester City had some very close title battles with Liverpool. You were part of one of them that went to the final day.
Yeah, more than one. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel Jurgen Klopp made City better when you were there?
Yeah, you have to. That's what happened in these type of title battles. It's, you know, when you've got three months left to the season and you know you have to win your next 15 games or whatever, that you know, it means you treat wins differently. You know, it's wins are just like one step, because you know you've got 14 more games to win, you've got 13 more games to win, and it seemed to be that way for a number of years. And good, that was my playing days. I'm a manager now, so I have a different focus, of course, but definitely it gets the best out of you.
One other thing I wanted to ask, obviously we know now that Jurgen will be leaving at the end of the season. You were in that situation when Manuel Pellegrini was going to be leaving. What impact does that have in a dressing room?
I don't know. It's not happened once to me. It's happened a couple of times when I was a player. It's different everywhere, and it's difficult to say. I can't go and make any statement to predict how they're going to finish the season. To be honest, I don't know. You find out when you find out, but it's also, in all honesty, not too much my concern, you know. I wish him and them, after our game, as much good fortune as they need. But for me, you know, the priority is what we do on the day. But
do you feel it had any impact on that City team when you knew that Manuel was leaving?
I don't know, but we knew that the replacement was Pep, you know. So it's not like, I can't say that all of a sudden you go and think like, we can chill now. He can't say anything anymore. No, it's there's so many factors, but as well, you're dealing with exceptional professionals. You know, you get to a level where some players should be able to police themselves, police the dressing room. Like it'd be players set standards for themselves. Not the manager does, but not just the manager. Players do that as well, and so. Everything's a test, but the honest answer is I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Joe, do you want to say anything before we go to the embargo?
You've mentioned in previous weeks that a loss at the top of the table can be more significant than a loss when you're fighting towards the bottom. Would you say for that reason then that it's maybe beneficial to be playing Liverpool a week after they've just lost?
Yeah. Do you know what? Let's frame the thing different. Let's say two wins at the top of the table have less impact than two wins at the bottom of the table. So we frame it positively. Right. We don't devalue the meaning of a loss. Loss is rubbish. Yeah. It's not nice. But I don't know. They always say big teams never lose twice in a row. So these guys are there for a reason. But I can't be dragging too much context into it. Like, I'm focused on my team. I know it's a big, big challenge. They've got a team at home that's always able to perform to the highest level, and I don't want to drag much more into it. It's a game where everything has to be perfect anyway for us.
Thank you, Joe. I'm going to pass it over.